Hello and thank you for downloading Analysis from the BBC World Service. In today's programme, Mark Gregory assesses the importance of the launch by Microsoft of its latest operating system, Windows 7.
If you carried out a study to find the world's most frequently played sound, the answer might well turn out to be this. Or possibly this. Whereas 10 years ago, the answer might have been... ...85% of the world's personal computers run on Microsoft Windows. It's installed in 1.2 billion machines. Yet despite this overwhelming domination, the latest upgrade, Windows 7, has a lot to prove. It replaces Windows Vista, launched less than 3 years ago, which came in for some heavy criticism.
Even Microsoft admit that Vista was a bit of a problem, and for Microsoft to admit that anything's wrong is a sign it was hugely wrong.
Rupert Goodwins of the online publication ZDNet.
Vista came out, it was simultaneously late and early. It was years late in that it was a long time after their predicted launch date. It was early in that it wasn't finished. It was full of bugs, it was slow, a lot of problems, and people just didn't like it. People saw no reason to switch to it. So Vista's had a very short lifetime.
The operating system is the brains of a computer. The machine can't function without it. But the problem with Vista was it didn't operate very well. Many users found it clunky and slow. Microsoft's corporate customers in particular often refused to install Vista, staying instead with an earlier version of Windows, XP. Dan Roth of Wired magazine.
Microsoft's used to big companies changing their entire computer system all at once and putting in so many different copies of the new operating system when it comes out with a new one. With Vista, that didn't happen. Corporations mostly stuck with XP. It was an operating system they knew and they trusted it. It didn't have the issues that Vista had, and they've been waiting for something new to come out of Microsoft.
The company's reputation was badly damaged by the problems with Vista. Common complaints included it took a long time to start up, needed a lot of computing power simply to function, and had problems connecting with printers or running old software. Microsoft does acknowledge these problems, up to a point.
With Windows Vista, we really had to focus around really rebuilding Windows around security. That was one of the major issues that we had a number of years ago. And with such, absolutely, we know that we had challenges and our partners had a lot of challenges in terms of that new architecture.
Leila Martin is Microsoft's Consumer Products Director in the UK.
We've certainly had a lot of feedback and have listened very hard to both our consumers as well as our partners in terms of what they really wanted out of Windows 7. So absolutely, with Windows 7, one of the most important things that we really wanted to do was really address the core things that they have told us, which is they really want it to work. They want to make sure that it's fast, that it's really easy to use, that all of the applications and their hardware devices are just going to work the way that they expect it to work.
One of the problems with Vista was other software manufacturers felt they hadn't been properly consulted over Vista and therefore found it hard to make their own products compatible. This is one of the issues Microsoft says it has addressed with the launch of Windows 7. But some commentators query just how new the product really is. Rupert Goodwins of ZDNet.
Windows 7 is really Vista under the hood. They've taken away all the problems. Because it's been out now for 3 years, people have got all the software working. So if Microsoft relaunch it, suddenly everything's working. It feels like a new system. People will forget about Vista's problems. They've got it working after 3 years, and they're relaunching it under a different name.
Microsoft has ruled the roost in computer software since the early days of personal computers. To stay on top, it needs Windows 7 to be a hit. Windows still represents a quarter of the company's profits, even though in recent years it's moved into many new areas of business, with, for example, its new Bing search engine and the Xbox for computer games. Rupert Goodwins again.
For the past 10 years, Microsoft hasn't really had a success. Things like the Xbox, which have made a big impact, haven't made any money and have had lots of problems. Something like 60% of Xboxes have been faulty. They desperately need a success. They desperately need to point to something big and public and say, OK, we've seen Apple's had lots and lots of success in the past 10 years. We've seen Google's been very successful in the past 10 years. Now look, we've got Windows 7. This is what Microsoft does, and it does it best. If that doesn't work, they're in real trouble.
The good news for Microsoft is the reviewers have almost universally praised Windows 7 and are predicting it will sell well. Ironically, that could ultimately be a problem for Microsoft. If customers decide Windows 7 works so well, there's no point in paying for future upgrades. Dan Roth of Wired magazine.
I do think that there is a real challenge for them here to keep up, to keep people believing they need to keep upgrading operating systems. This could very well be the last big operating system change that consumers and businesses see, and that people don't want to wipe their entire systems and reinstall something new. They just want things that work, that will connect them to the Internet.
The point about connecting to the Internet is important. Many commentators believe there's a revolution taking place in information technology. They call it cloud computing. It'll mean what goes inside individual computers will become less important. Instead, the PC will be mainly a device to access data and software programs located externally via the Internet. Exactly where everything will be is a bit vague, hence the term cloud. Dan Roth again.
More and more of how we deal with the computer will be online, will be in the cloud. On the other hand, I also think we'll be doing more and more of our computing by using smartphones, which is all part of cloud computing. You know, these applications are, part of it's running on your phone, part of it's running in the cloud. So we're going to see an increasingly blended computing environment.
Some say this radically changed environment will favour the likes of Apple with its iPhone and Google with its mastery of the Internet at Microsoft's expense, although naturally Microsoft disagrees. Dan Roth says it would be a great mistake to write the company off.
They're a huge company. They have incredibly smart people there. They have been thinking about this for a long time. So I think that we'll be discussing a strong but very different Microsoft in 5 years.
But for the immediate future, Microsoft's priority is Windows 7. To win public acceptance, the product has been exhaustively tested before it goes on sale. Microsoft's Leila Martin says more than 8 million people have taken part in pre-launch trials.
They've been saying very positive things about the product, and then that's been backed by a pre-order program that we have done in a number of countries in the world that have exceeded our expectations in terms of the number of products that have been pre-ordered.
Many people in computing, not just Microsoft, are hoping a successful launch for Windows 7 will boost an industry that's been savagely battered by the global economic crisis. Rupert Goodwins of ZDNet.
The combination of Vista not being very successful, of it tarnishing Microsoft's image, of it holding back the hardware sales, and the subsequent recession have meant that people are really as keen as it is possible for people to be keen for Windows 7 to do well, to bring a lot of hardware sales in its wake, and to get people back into the idea that when you go out and buy a new computer, it's actually better than the one before.
There's an end-of-era feeling about Windows 7. For two decades, Microsoft has dominated the world of personal computing. But this could be the last time a big Windows upgrade hogs the limelight, as increasingly the focus shifts towards the Internet. But for all that, it's still a big event.
Mark Gregory. From next week, the BBC World Service will be broadcasting a new programme called Witness in place of Analysis. Witness will combine archive and interviews with people who lived through historic events to bring the past to life.